Yelo, yelo, yelo. Welcome to Ferruban Freedom Radio Network, coming your way from our street, University of Baltimore, with Ayodele Olagbaju Ayetigbo as your anchor person. There is nothing I do here on the air, this radio broadcast network, that you cannot beat, that you cannot do better. Subscribe or sponsor by wiring via Zelle or Cash App. Amount starting from $5, $10, $50, $100, $250, $1,000, $2,000, or $5,000. If you happen to be blessed or near Fife, Oba Adeyeye Eniton Ogunwusi Arole Odua, or Olugbo Ofugbo Oba Obateru Akinruton, $5,000, that would be miracle, a jackpot, and we shall thank you to eternity, because not many of us are that blessed. Only few ni won je nta npe ni bamu bamu ni won yo bamu bamu ni won yo won ko mo pe bi npe ni kan bamu bamu ni won yo bamu 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 mumu bamu 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 ni won yo npe ni kan bamu 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 ni won yo. Subscribe or sponsor. Owo kan ko gberu dori, eje ka jo se, eje ka jo se, owo kan ko gberu dori o. Special thanks to my brethren, the omissionaries, Ayetigbos, Fadugbas, who gave me hope, wiring, fund, to 410-961-8728. First, it was Dr. Wale Fadugba. Omo ya mi, o se mo dupe o. Then, the omissionaries, including Bimbo Ayetigbo, who donated a quarter of a grand. Thank you, Alajobi Agbe Gbogbo wa o. Ajobi Agbe wa o. E se mo dupe. Moving on, let's go to Facebook to reproduce on this day 5 years ago. Ayodele Ayetigbo's cosmic echoes. What God does look like? What God looks like? First, it was Gbemisola Omishade posting from Ilefe, Osun, Nigeria, that says, quote, "I am fed up with Yoruba movies, blah, blah, blah. How can an angel of God have tribal marks?" End quote. Why Gbemisola Omishade is entitled to being sick and tired of Yoruba movies, asking how an angel of God could have tribal marks presupposes that God's facial appearance is devoid of tribal marks. Scroll up User Voice FHF's graffiti wall to read this column. Ask Gbemisola with, what made you think God is tribal markless? No human is allowed to, in the great book of life, to mock God, call his name in vain, to dishonor an omniscient entity. It is believed, invisible spirit that knows all, do all, sees us all, but as blind as we are, we can never see him. Quote, Ategun Lawangberin, end quote, or Nishiju Ade was quoted saying, as reported by an FFF HF, which means friend of friends helping friends. Possibly, or Neokun Ade Shiju Ade, blessed memory, when with us, was catching airplanes no to move from point A to B, traveling by air. No matter millions of miles Ajala travels might have covered in the air, he, Ajala, was no God. No one is. Scroll up our graffiti wall to read Yabo Falai, writing from New York. New York, answer cosmic. Quote, if he has tribal marks, even we will have a partial God who will give a priority to his tribe. End quote. Here we go again over this issue of what's beautiful versus what's ugly. Whatever is made by God, it is said in this part, is beautiful. That's another way to say God does not do ugly. Most babies are born beautiful. Beauty has been described as being in the eyes of the beholder. It is personal thing. What's beautiful to Ojo may appear to Ungazi as plain ugly. Selective perception theory of mass communications. If babies come from donor sperm to be born beautiful as universally agreed, then that is, what is it about some world cultures that will go ahead to deface such babies with group marks? While answering, also think about genital mutilation of cutting off a female's clit. Beautiful or ugly? Here in advanced societies, we run far away from using the word tribe to describe any group of people on earth, more so from Africa, the original homestead of humanity. Source of mankind must be revered to conclude a demand for reparation from those that build out of Africa, now spread west, east, north, and south of the globe. All right? Humanity has advanced to the level of saying what group identity marks as placed on the face of Chief Samuel Adoke Akintola, SLA, Chief Awolowo's second in command, was uncool, barbaric. Come to think of it, Akintola's group marks on his face troubled some of our eyes, the way Awolowo's smooth face never D to his admirers. Different strokes for different folks. Depending on whether you are Ijebu or Ogbomoso, comparing or comparing Awolowo with Akintola was like comparing God with Lucifer. God is good all the time. Lucifer is bad and ugly any minute. Quote, who or what is Satan to you? Ask Tormentor Cosmic. Told to his face he was Luciferan himself, since he, Tormentor, exudes characteristics of the greatest liar itself. All right. Not himself as the devil. Two, is a spirit, not physical, like us, in the land of the living. Scroll up FHF's graffiti wall to burnish this column like a feature story, which it is than a column. If God has tribal marks, says the Yabo, then we will have a partial God who will give high priority to his tribe. End quote. God must not be seen as partial. He has to be seen as fair to all. Quote, I thought the Jews are his chosen. How did I get it wrong that Yoruba are chosen? Feel free to substitute Yoruba with Kanuri, Ishekiri, Fulani or Thief. Just a thought. End quote. Mine, in quote. Cosmic's thought. Quote, who has ever seen God? Sonny Ojobe, Soboyejo. Wants to know from Sagamu, Ogun State, Nigeria. Meaning, if no one has ever seen God, then the question of his facial look becomes mute. Even if ever no one has ever seen God to know what he looks like or what he does not look like, our proclivity is wrapped in genetic disbelief. An omnipotent God whose ways are not ours cannot be seen by our naked eyes to see. All is my essay on the topic. Share your thoughts if you have any. Ayodele Olagbaju Ayetigbo, publisher, writes from Baltimore, a city that reads, ladies and gentlemen, and there ends my feature story from my media corner, SUB, Street University of Baltimore, podcasting, Waverly, by way of Exeter Hall Avenue. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you for listening. And may God bless us all. Am I not recording? What's going on, man? What's going on? What's going on? Podcast 13 minutes and 39 seconds.